Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Aditi Kinkabwala, NFL Network. Find her on Twitter at @AKinkabwala. She's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Yellow.
I don't know that I want anybody finding me on Twitter right now. Twitter's kind of become a real cesspool. Real, real cesspool.
I had fun with it earlier today. Can I tell you I had fun with it earlier today?
You had fun with Twitter today?
Yeah, because I said.
Is that because you were crowing about Odell Beckham Jr.'s 2 catches? Is that why you had fun with
it? See, I wasn't crowing. I'm not crowing. I'm just trying to tell people that I'm telling them the truth when I said that he's a guy. He's not a dude anymore. And then he had 2 catches for 18 yards and got his quarterback picked off. And all I said was, do I send a spicy tweet now about how I told everybody months ago is just a guy and not a dude? Or should I wait a little bit? Boy, I got some really angry people, and I'm just sitting here going,
You know, Ken, here's the thing. This is probably the difference between well, there are many differences between you and I, but this is probably one of the main differences between you and I. Yeah. You cackle over something like that. I get really bothered by the fact that we are paid observers of sports. We have spent our entire careers spending time trying to diagnose or observe or explain or extrapolate or disseminate information as related to sports. And nobody gives you any respect. I mean, if you walk into a bar and you say you're a rocket scientist, nobody argues with you about rocket science. But if you have something to say about sports, well, you are just the biggest moron that ever lived. And I mean, I can't really deny you your victory lap. Good for you. I'm glad you had fun doing it.
It's not even a full victory lap. Like, he could go out and play well for the rest of the season, for all I know. Who knows? I do got bigger problems. I got problems in Cleveland I have to deal with the Browns right now. But, you know.
Are they your problems, or are they just, you know, disappointments as a fan?
I love the team.
Are you tasked with fixing any of
that? No, I'm serious about this. And some people, they didn't. You know, they hear things on the internet and they don't want to believe me. I love the team. I do. And I want them to win very, 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 very badly. So, yeah. And hey, I'm a mark for the Browns just like anybody else. So, yeah, they become my problems.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's what I think is one of the biggest misnomers. And I will openly sit here and say this, and you can go ahead and question my impartiality or my bias. Everybody's life is better if you are covering a team that wins.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who you are or what you're doing. The locker room is better. People are in better moods. People around the country are far more interested in what you're talking about and who you're talking about. So when people say that, oh, this is a reporter who's a rabble-rouser, or this is a reporter or a talk show host or a radio personality who wants to see them lose, nobody wants to see anybody lose. Our lives suck when people lose. I mean, everybody's mad.
I do want to see the Steelers lose. I do want to see. See, you're a journalist. I'm not.
Yeah,
I can have those type of emotions.
But that's different because you don't cover the Steelers.
That's
so it's
true.
Okay for you to say you want the Steelers or the Ravens or the Bengals to lose because they're not teams that you are charged with being on top of or speaking about. That's just my point. Like, why would you, if you are, why would any Cleveland Browns beat reporter who has to every single day write about the Cleveland Browns root for the Browns to lose? Like, it just doesn't make sense. Then you're constantly around nasty, unhappy people.
I guess it depends.
Nobody's
if
like that.
Yeah, I guess it depends if the personality gambles. That's really the only time they would want the team to lose. Aditi, join us on the hotline. So let's talk about the state of affairs for the Cleveland Browns first. I know you're covering two teams at different times that are having their issues. So
Four. I'm covering the entire AFC North.
Well, Cincinnati had the best week of everybody.
They went on vacation and moved up a spot in the standings. I mean, I'd love a life like that.
So when you think about this team, the Browns this year, they've beaten the teams for the most part, they're supposed to. They've gotten blown out in two of the games, and there's a lot of people wondering about the futures of guys like Baker Mayfield. Obviously, Odell is already gone. You still seem to have an optimistic slant on this that they can pull out of this. How do they do that?
I think that health has so much to do with that, right? I think that you need Nick Chubb back, absolutely. I still believe in this line. Even if Jack Conklin is gone for a period of time, a significant period of time, even for the year, I still believe in this line. I worry about Baker. I worry about his health. But again, sort of the most alarming thing for me this past weekend, and it's funny because I said it and then Todd Haley found it and texted me and was like, you are completely right. The most alarming thing for me was the fact that the Browns went away from the run as quickly as they did. Teams need to own who they are. This is your identity. You do this tremendously well. Look at the way the 49ers opened the game last night and how devastating that could be to other teams. And D'Ernest Johnson, on that very first drive, did anything and everything that you would ask for him. Is he Nick Chubb? No. But he did everything that was asked of him. Why do you go away from the run? 14-7, you're still in the game. Even 21-7, you're still in the game. Don't go away from what you are really, really good at. And that was weird for me because, again, to me, the Browns are the team that doesn't panic, that's completely level. Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry are the same every single week. And so to see somebody get out of their personality and panic a little bit and try to do too much all at once, that felt a little odd and weird to me.
Are we going to a place where maybe Kevin Stefanski should think about relinquishing play calls?
We talked about this from the very beginning, right? Like, I've already acknowledged my bias in this regard. I will always favor a CEO-type head coach.
Yeah.
So I like the idea of empowering your people to make their decisions. And in the key moments, the head coach is always on the headset saying, no, we are going for it on fourth down, or no, we're not, or I don't like that play, or, you know, you have that ability. I think Alex Van Pelt is brilliant. I think Alex Van Pelt did a tremendous job in the playoff game a year ago. I think that it would personally help the team to have a head coach be completely, totally in charge of the big picture and have some remove so that you're not sucked into that panic or that fear. You know, sometimes when you can, that's why they call it like the, whatever it is, the 30,000 foot view. When you can look at things from on high, you're maybe not as emotionally invested or as in the moment, but from everything I've been told, Kevin Stefanski loves designing an offense, loves calling plays, loves doing that whole piece of it, and he's earned his spot as the head coach, and if that's what he wants to do, that's what he wants to do. But asking me if I had my druthers, if I were running the team, what would I do? Well, I would like Alex Van Pelt to call the plays, and I'd like Kevin to overlook everything.
See, that's okay, and I respect that opinion. See, that's what kind of scares me, Aditi Kinkabwala joining us on the show, is that, like, I love doing play-by-play. I love it. I miss it dearly. I haven't done it in 10 years. My calling was this. I had an opportunity to do this. I've done this. Like, you, sometimes you can't always do what you want. You have to do something that's close to what you want to do. And for him,
because it's the smarter decision.
Because it's the smarter decision.
Helps the greater good.
Yeah.
Or because the role that you're in calls
yes.
for that.
Yes.
And you know,
so,
and I don't think Kevin Stefanski wants to go back to being an offensive coordinator and working for somebody else.
There
I
you
mean,
go.
He wants to be a head coach, right? So but what makes you the best head coach?
He's the head coach. He could always just jump in and say, listen, we're doing this here.
And by the way, nothing that says he can't be involved in the game planning or the offensive
head coach. Yeah.
design or any of that, right? Like, obviously you can be.
Like, I don't think that Alex Van Pelt, and I've only known him calling games for the preseason and one game in particular, obviously. I can't see where he would, okay, we're just going to kick field goals on every fourth down and we're going to punt on every fourth down. I did not see anything that was crazy or silly or, boy, I don't know about this one, when he was in the Pittsburgh game. Now, he was spotted 28 points because the defense was so good and Pittsburgh rolled over and died. But I didn't see anything that would tell me that Alex Van Pelt can't do the job. And when you tell me that he just really likes doing it instead of he thinks he's the best guy for the job, that does give me a little bit of pause.
Well, doesn't everybody always think they're the best person for the job? I mean, isn't that, don't you
yeah, but there's a
think
thing,
that you're the best person for your job?
But there's a part of it, Aditi, and you know this, there's a part of it where I didn't want to do this, but I have to because I have to be the only one who is accountable for it, so I'm the person who's got to do it instead of, hey, you know what, Anthony, I'd like him to call plays here. He's my offensive coordinator. I'd like Tone to do it. Know what I mean?
Well, sure. Yes, yeah. I get that. And that's why there are so many levels to the way any organization is run or how it's set up, because then there's the idea of, is there somebody above that can step in and say, okay, look, we get that you love this. We get that this is so important to you. We get X, Y, and Z, but this is why at this moment, this is really important. It's become a thing over the last, I don't know, half dozen years, maybe even more than that. But when I first started covering the NFL a dozen years ago, it wasn't like that. You know, head coaches were CEOs. You didn't have a head coach who was calling the defense or a head coach who was calling the offense. You know, Mike Tomlin has called the defense in Pittsburgh for a long time. Mike Zimmer called the defense in Minnesota. Got head coaches everywhere calling the offense, from whether it's Sean McVay or Kyle Shanahan or, you know, whoever. I don't know. I think a piece of it is having trust in your people too.
All right, Aditi, back in the offseason, Andrew Berry was doing a bunch of national interviews about how the Browns have changed. He was kind of doing a victory lap before the season, but it was good to get a lot of his insight into what they were doing to turn things around. He had this to say to Kevin Clark of The Ringer: quarterback is the most important position in sports. Make sure we do everything to support that position first and foremost, because you can do a lot of really great things, but if that position isn't solved and the environment isn't conducive to that player having success, then you're really kind of stuck in neutral. Are the Browns stuck in neutral right now?
God, that is such a hard question for me to answer, because he's hurt.
Didn't look hurt last week, though. Played pretty well last week against Cincinnati. I can't.
Yeah,
you see, it's convenient. I can't use it when it's convenient.
And he also, you know, and he made this point, and I appreciate that he made this point, that yes, he is a guy that gets up for certain moments, and yes, he is a guy that loves being doubted. And he actually said, I need to figure out how to have that every single week. And that's maturity. That's, you know, we saw this with the Steelers this past week, and I'm bringing this up because they tied this absolutely horrific Lions team. And I'm sorry, with all due respect, they were horrific. I had spoken to multiple coaches during the week prior to the game where they were just talking about how difficult it is to get up for 17 weeks to get jacked up and excited and, you know, put everything in it and not feel like you're going through the motions. And I don't know. I feel like Baker's got all sorts of moxie and incredible fight and doesn't ever give up, and that he can make every throw. And I don't know. It's on the one hand, you say your result is your result. Your record is what your record says it is. But this is why Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski are paid way more money than I am.
Oh, come on. What was that? What do you mean by that? Come on. Hey, I got another question for you.
I mean, you're asking me.
I know what you're answering.
So much of my credibility has to do with speaking on what I know and not trying to speak on what I don't know.
I got another question for you. I got to jam this in real quick here. Didi, do you think Joe Woods is on the hot seat, or should Joe Woods be on the hot seat? Yes or no? Real quick. Go. Got another one.
No.
Okay.
That's been so weird.
Never mind.
To me. Why are people so hot and cold on him?
They gave up 45 points on the other day, and they didn't blitz him basically at all. Rookie quarterback.
Okay, and they gave up 15 points the other day, and their offense couldn't help
them. And they
blitzed
like crazy, a guy who was great against the blitz. It feels like there's no rhyme or reason. And he's a coordinator, and it is a bit of an easier target. Let's be serious about this. Can I?
Okay, fair.
If they were to get rid of Joe Woods, can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
This man has an island in the state of Ohio. Mike Pettine is close. It's time to bring him home.
There's no way. Do you really think that he would do that?
Not a chance in hell. I wanted to make a joke at the end of the interview. Hi. It's good to talk to you again. It's wonderful to hear you. It's glad to hear that you're feeling better. Keep feeling better. And we hope to talk. Well, she just coughs, too. I said that.
Sorry. And that was not by design or fake or anything like that.
We hope you continue to get better, and we will hopefully talk to you again next week, okay?
I can't wait. Thanks, guys, for having me, as always.
The wonderful Aditi Kinkabwala on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And, boy, she gave us something to discuss. I don't think it's time to make a change yet, but it is time to have a talk about it. Ken Carman, Anthony Lyman, live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.